It is a special day for us. For both of us. We've been playing with chastity for a few months now, and it has grown into something I love as much as you do. It was hard for me at first, locking you away, watching you ache and suffer in the morning when you woke up with your morning heart on. Seeing you get frustrated, so very, very frustrated. Hearing about how much you were aching for me. It felt harsh, mean, uncaring. But also, I saw something in your eyes when you looked at me. Need. Gratitude. And love. No matter how much it hurt. No matter how much you pleaded for me to unlock you or let you come. You told me that deep down you needed me not to, just to make it worse for you. I told you it was hard because I loved you. And you told me that was why you needed me to say no. Your sacrifice and your suffering was how you showed your love for me. You begged me to accept it. You told me that you couldn't do it alone. You needed me, and I promised to do my best. The journey we've taken together has been so special to me. The trust you showed me when you told me your secret. You were so nervous, and you told me you didn't want to ruin what we have, but that you needed this too. You needed me to lock you up, to hold your key. You needed me to own your cock. When you told me, I listened. I learned. I discovered what it meant to you. And now, it means something to me too. When I slide the cage onto your cock. My cock. And turn the key. It gives me a feeling I would never have expected. It makes me feel powerful. In control. Adored. Respected. Worshipped. When you are locked away from me, you become mine in an entirely different way. It is a constant reminder of your devotion to me. You feel it every minute of every day. It shapes how you see the world and how you see both of us in it. With the cage came a whole new way of relating to each other, one that I embraced much more quickly and much more fully than I expected. And now I wear a necklace with your key around my neck. It is also a constant reminder of your devotion to me. And I too feel it every minute of every day. But it is so much more than just a cage you wear. Now you look to me to make decisions, to lead you, to guide you. I started to realize that the cage, your chastity, being locked up, it wasn't really about orgasms at all. It was about you being mine. The cage was just as much on your heart as it was on your cock. And holding your key was just a small part of it. Underneath it all was your need to obey. Your chastity is a symbol of that. But now there is so much more too. Each morning, we begin the day with your head between my legs, licking my pussy. Worshipping me. You taste me, and I am always hungry for your lips and your kisses. It is a reminder that you can please me with something other than your cock. I also know how much it turns you on to lick my pussy. I can hear you groan and whimper as that cock that now belongs to me strains and throbs, trying to get hard in its cage. It is no use. You won't get any pleasure. Not there, at least. At least not now. Instead, your pleasure comes from pleasing me, listening to me come. Feeling me press my thighs against your head, grabbing hold of your hair and burying your face in my wetness. And slowly, I started to take in all the feelings of your desperation and denial. The more I felt you suffer for me, the harder I could come. Every morning, I start the day sexually fulfilled, refreshed, and you begin your day locked. Frustrated, denied, and each day you work even harder to please me. You tell me that putting my needs, my pleasure, my desire ahead of your own is how you show me your love. I treasure your devotion. And now I have learned to accept it. Because now I truly understand what you need and who you are. I see you and I accept you. I know that for you to be truly happy, you're going to need to suffer. Oh, not just suffer, but suffer for me. As I began to take more and more control from you, I started to find it intoxicating, thrilling, arousing. Even in your pain and suffering, I could see how you enjoyed it. More and more, it became a game for me, finding new ways to increase your torment, your frustration. Beneath it all, there was something more fundamental, something missing. One element that would complete us. Finally, I realized you didn't just need me to do these things to you, to make you feel these things. You needed me to enjoy it. Truly, honestly, to want, even need to see you suffer for me. And now I do. More than I ever thought possible. I've become addicted to it. Teasing you. Tormenting you. Once I accepted that I want to hurt you, everything changed, making you ache and beg and whimper and cry. Now, finally, I understand. Enjoying your suffering. Is how I tell you that I love you. When I take what is now my cock into my grasp, covered with lube, and slowly and gently stroke it. A slippery, hard cock. I delight in watching you strain. I want you to know you have no control anymore. You will feel what I want you to feel, how I want you to feel it. You are mine. Body. Mine. And soul. I love the feeling of you pulsating, throbbing, twitching in my hands. I love watching your face contort into expressions of agony, frustration, and desperation. I love watching tears well up in your eyes. I want them. I crave them. And now I need them. I especially love listening to you beg so desperately when I stop and tell you it is time to lock you back up. There's nothing fake or phony about it. You are scared. Lost. But it isn't up to you. I know that is going to be hard for you. It is going to break you. But now, I need to break you. And when I do, it is me telling you that I love you. That is when it ceased to be a game and became something much deeper. So now, chastity is how you're going to live your life. Locked. No longer for you. For me. There is no time limit. No end. I will unlock you when I see fit. Maybe to tease you. Maybe to ruin your orgasm. Maybe just to watch you touch yourself and squirm while I enjoy your desperation and suffering. Maybe even to let you fuck me. I love how I've trained you to fuck me without coming yourself. I know. You need to feel my control. You need it to be my choice, not yours. It is what we have both agreed to. What we both need. And now, until I decide otherwise, you are going to be locked in chastity for me. That is just a symbol of something much deeper. Because the reality of it is that we are both locked. Together. Bound. Connected. Now. And forever. Locked in love.